Classic Hits, something for the weekend, and as part of our hashtag Hold Firm series, I'm delighted to announce that live music is back. Carl Owens is on the phone from MPI Artists. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Trina? Thanks for having me.
Brilliant news. Live music is back. This is, excuse the pun, music to my ears.
Big time. Look, we're delighted to be bringing this project forward. Look, it's really exciting. The reaction's been amazing from everybody, general public, other artists looking to get involved, and the media. So we're all delighted, absolutely.
Yeah.
The premise of the show is it's got to operate like a drive-in theatre. So what it's going to be is live at the drive-in, you arrive in your vehicle, live bands and artists playing throughout the day. We have a lineup of lots of different bands booked. It's got to last the whole run for approximately 6 weeks. It'll be full social distancing observed on site. You will be able to watch the gig from your vehicle. There's a massive 45 square meter screen on site with some of Ireland's biggest artists booked to perform. And you will be able to hear it via the PA on the stage and also the radio in your car, because it will be broadcast via FM frequency also.
Oh, this is just brilliant. Because, I mean, it's been such a tough time for artists, kind of thinking, where am I going to get a few bob coming in? And also for people who do love going to live gigs, there's been a real void. I saw that hilarious meme that was going around of the picture of the combine harvester, and people were imagining that it was like a crowded concert. So tell me, how are you going to make this actually happen?
Well, look, just to touch on the point that you made there, I mean, there's artists that are, you know, the main thing is there's actually all of the people that make the show happen. You got, you know, the sound engineers, the lighting engineers.
Jesus, wasn't even giving them a look in.
the crew and all these guys, and I mean, the main reason we're doing this, and I think it's one of those things that as long as we can make a small impact and bring some people back to work, if we even get, you know, 25, 30 people back to work per show, I believe it's worth doing. There's local security, there's stewards, there's people parking cars, there's front of house, there's lighting engineers, sound engineers. So that's one of the main reasons for doing this. You know,
also brilliant for people who are particularly lazy when it comes to getting dressed up and going to a concert. You can literally wear your pajamas.
Nobody will see you.
Yeah, no one's going to see
you. Wear your dressing gown.
So this has never really been done before, has it, in Ireland?
No, in Ireland, no. It's a first for Ireland. There are other promoters doing it around the world in different formats and stuff like that. But look, when we approached Gavin James initially with the idea, Gav's been a bit of a trendsetter through his career. And I mean, this is one of those things that he obviously jumped at the opportunity, and we were delighted to get him on board. So as I said, there's lots of other sites to be announced, lots of other artists to be announced, and that'll all be happening in the next week or so.
Now, how is it going to work in terms of, I mean, at a normal concert, you get a lot of bodies in. How many cars are you going to be able to get in, do you think, to actually make this something where you'll make money out of?
Yeah, well, look, as regards to the make money part, everybody knows, like, promoters operate in very slim margins at the best of times. There's not fortunes in this for us as promoters. We are working with our regional promoter partners, so the likes of in Limerick, we're working with Dolan. And things like that. And this has got to help keep everybody's name in mind of our customer base, that we do run live gigs. We haven't gone away. We will be back. So as regards the number of cars, so at the moment, we're looking at putting between 250 and 300 vehicles on the site. Now, that will change depending on the site. All the sites have different capacities.
Yeah.
And that's initially what we set out.
And you can have a full car, can you?
A car with four people in it total. In each car.
This is deadly too, because it means that if you're stuck and you've got a child at home and you really get to a concert because nobody wants to babysit, you could actually go to a concert with your other half and have two of the kids in the back. Is that right?
That's true. That's correct. It's an all ages event.
This is win-win.
Exactly.
And then, how do you charge per car, I assume, yeah?
Yeah, we're charging per vehicle. We're charging €60 plus booking fee per vehicle. Okay. And that can be a car with four people in it. So it's a very reasonable ticket price. Yeah. And we're doing two shows a day. We're doing a matinee show and we're doing an evening show. And the thinking behind that is, as you said, people have been stuck in the house for a long time. If they do want to get out and they have young kids, they can get out on the matinee show, watch the matinee show, And then perhaps people that don't have to be up early the next morning or something like that can then do the evening show.
Now, it's going to be kicking off. The first date is your first headline act, Gavin James, as you mentioned. So that's kicking off. Is it July 20th is the first show?
The first actual gig is Limerick, July 24th. Then Cork on July 31st, Waterford on August 7th, and Kilkenny on August 10th.
So you've been so busy sitting at home wondering how are we going to get live music back again, and you came up with this. What a brilliant idea, because only last week we had the comedian Danny O'Brien on the show, and he was talking about how he's doing stand-up comedy in cul-de-sacs and to blocks of flats around the city. So I mean, people are being really inventive, aren't they, in a way to get entertainment back out there again. Like you say there, you know, it's not just the artists who haven't been able to gig, all the people involved, you know, the riggers, all the various people involved in live music around to work at the moment.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think people are coming up with innovative ways to try and get people, you know, back to work and also some form of live entertainment. We've had nothing for months now and potentially for a good few months longer. So I think we're going to see a lot of different innovative ways to try and get entertainment out there. As Ireland as a country, we're a massive fan of our live music. I mean, I think it's one of the most lucrative ticket markets, you know, in Europe. Yeah. Like, we buy a lot of tickets for the size
of the population.
Every
time there's something announced, it's like, quick, get on and get a ticket, isn't it?
So what is
the website then for this particular event?
The website is liveatthedrivein.ie.
The tickets are going to go in a flash, I'm sure of it. And Gavin James, absolutely. I mean, he's such a brilliant entertainer as well. Anyway, he could even put me on the stage and they'd probably buy a ticket, to be honest, at this stage. So fair play to you, Carl, and the best of luck. This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.